This week's Mats pits the Commerce Tigers versus the Pottsboro Cardinals at Memorial Stadium as the Tigers celebrate homecoming. Hello, I'm Matt Minke, bringing you highlights of the action. The first big play for the Tigers came early in the first quarter when playmaker Buck Wilson made a big run on a punt return.
Corey Waller is the punter, averaging 38 yards per punt. This is end over end, taken by Buck Wilson at the 43-yard line. Wilson giving ground, back to the 35. Now turning back upfield, he's at the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline. Over on the far side, Buck Wilson. Into Pottsboro territory to about the 32-yard line. Oh, my goodness.
But then Commerce ended up facing a fourth down scenario near the Cardinals' goal line.
Tigers going to go for the first down on fourth down and nine from the 10-yard line. Sam Wells, quick pass over the middle. Touchdown, Commerce. DeLance Sharp, a slant in from the right side, makes the catch right at the goal line, and the Tigers go out on top 6-0.
The extra point was no good, but the Tigers took an early lead. Commerce 6, Pottsboro 0. Despite valiant efforts by each club, it wasn't until late in the second quarter when the Cardinals put some pressure on the Commerce defense, but found a fourth and goal situation of their own and had to try for 3 points.
Everett Baker is the snapper. Dallas Sewell is the holder. There's the snap. Kick is on the way. It's certainly long enough, but it is wide left, and the Tigers hold on to that 6-0 lead.
So the score remained Commerce 6, Pottsboro 0. That left under 4 minutes remaining in the first half, but Commerce seemed determined to go for broke on another fourth down.
Dallas Sewell stands at the 38-yard line, and Wilson gonna fake it. Wilson gonna run it, and Wilson at the 35-40 has the first down. 45-50, still on his feet, into Pottsboro territory. And Wilson taken out of bounds over on the far side. Whoa! Rabbits pulled out of the hat there by the Commerce Tigers. Jay Earhart, the saving tackle for Pottsboro.
And then the Tigers went for it on yet another fourth down conversion with 1 minute to go in the second quarter.
Sam Wells, the quarterback in the shotgun. Screen pass near side. Goes to Al Jackson, eludes a tackler. He's got the first down. As he gets down the sideline, inside the 10 to the 7-yard line, Tyler Bryan makes the tackle for Pottsboro. First down and goal, Commerce at the 7-yard line.
That was followed by the icing on a seemingly insurmountable drive for Commerce.
Wells takes the snap, looking to his right, passing for Buck Wilson. Touchdown! Buck Wilson breaking in from the right side, makes the catch on his knees just across the goal line.
A 2-point conversion try was shut down by the Cardinals. That made the score Commerce 12, Pottsboro 0. That gave the Cardinals the ball back with under 30 seconds until halftime, and that just wasn't enough seconds on the clock to get on the scoreboard. At the half, Commerce Tigers 12, Pottsboro Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals received the ball to start the second half, but struggled to keep a hold of it with a few near turnovers. But then Pottsboro went long with this play.
Fry, the quarterback, passing down the far side, and it is complete. And out of bounds goes Dallas Sewell at the Commerce 11-yard line.
And then the Cardinals finally showed up on the scoreboard 2 plays later.
From the Wildcat, this is Thaddeus Flynn over the left side, lowers his shoulder. Touchdown, Pottsboro. 4-yard touchdown run for Thaddeus Flynn. Very big drive and kind of a statement drive there for Pottsboro starting the second half.
The extra point was good. Commerce 12, Pottsboro 7 with 8 minutes left in the third. That Pottsboro score inspired the Tigers' offense for their next possession, though.
Third down and 5 for Commerce. Sam Wells passing, far side complete to Buck Wilson. Out of the tackle, down the sideline he goes. 30, 20, 10, touchdown Commerce Tigers.
Buck Wilson runs a simple stop route, a hook, goes out to the first down marker, turns around, catches the ball. A guy's right on him, makes contact. Buck shakes out of that, turns on the Jets, takes it down the sideline for 6 points for the Tigers. Buck Wilson coming up aces once again for Commerce.
A 2-point conversion attempt by Commerce was no good, making the score Commerce 18, Pottsboro 7, with 7:15 left in the third. Then there were 4 minutes left in the third when the Cardinals dive-bombed Commerce and made this score.
Third down and 8 from the 14-yard line. Rutherford in motion from left to right. Fry, the quarterback, steps to his right, throwing into the end zone for Lawler, and he's got him. Touchdown. Justin Lawler, beautiful catch over the shoulder. Nicely thrown ball by Fry.
Just a fade to the back corner of the end zone. Simple route, simple play. He's in single coverage. DeLance Sharp in coverage, who had good coverage, but a beautiful throw. lands right in his arms, and he maintains possession as he gets hit when he catches it.
Their attempt at a two-point conversion was good, and it tightened up this game considerably. Commerce 18, Pottsboro 15, with 3:20 left in the third. And in the fourth quarter, Pottsboro was poised to take the lead for the first time in this game.
Pass down the far side as Sewell makes the catch at the 11-yard line. That was a circus catch. With right. 1 foot barely in bounds, I would say that 80% of his body was out of bounds, but somehow he kept a foot in bounds.
And then
they go back to the Wildcat with Thaddeus Flynn as the tailback, and he starts to his right, cuts back to his left, lowers his shoulder inside the 5-yard line, and he has a touchdown for Pottsboro. And they lead for the first time in the ballgame, 21-18.
The extra point missed, but they got what they needed. Pottsboro took the lead 21 to Commerce's 18. The Tigers had another opportunity to try to claw their way back into this one with 3 minutes left in the game.
Wells in the shotgun takes the snap, backpedals, in trouble, in big trouble, and sacked inside the 35-yard line. Another sack for Pottsboro.
But Commerce was forced to punt it back to the Cardinals, and all they could do was hope for one last chance. Now, they say hope springs eternal, but they don't say that the Commerce Tigers were going to get the ball back because Pottsboro took a knee for the remaining time and took a win back home. Final score, Commerce 18, Pottsboro 21. A heartbreaker for Commerce Tigers fans who saw their team come out with a lead in the first half, expected more of the same after the halftime break, but those Cardinals came swooping out of the treetops in the second half and just tore apart the Tigers, and now we understand why they're an undefeated team this season. For their next contest, the Commerce Tigers travel to take on Howe on October 26. We'll have that game live with kickoff at 7:30. The Big Friday Night Scoreboard program gets started at 6:30 right here on 88.9 KETR. Hope you've enjoyed our highlights from tonight's Commerce Tigers versus Pottsboro Cardinals game. Before we go, here's a look at my minky moments of the game, highlighting some of the silly things that were said during our call of tonight's game.
I think John Marsh was a hippie back in the day.
Well, weren't we all? My hair was a little longer and a little more abundant at one time, I will say that. Pottsboro Tiger football continues after this on your station, 88.9 KETR. And Kevin, punt or go for the first down?
Oh, they're definitely going to go for it. They have all the momentum, and if they come out and pick it up, of course, they're going to line up to punt.
So. I'm Matt Minky. Thanks for listening to your station, 88.9 KETR.